This episode is dedicated to Le'ilei Nishmas, my baby niece, who lasted with us only for 5 days. She should be Emelitz Yosha for all of us, her neshama should have an aliyah. There's a beautiful idea to dedicate Le'ilei Nishmas to be involved in a mikvah, private mikvah, for people going through especially private times. The chesedfund.com/rechama-tikvah/rechama-tikvah/mikvah. You are listening to the TTPA, Tani Talks Pirkei Avos, the shiur where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with Seisha commentary and practical advice the same. A couple of more episodes, we're going to take off a week or two for the spring recess for Pesach break, obviously. We are in Perek Hey, Mishnah Vav. We are looking at chapter 5, paragraph 6 here on the TTPA in season 6 of the Mishnah Elucidated. Asar Devarm Nevru'u Be'erav Shabbos Ben Hashmoshos Ve'elohim Piha Aretzu Piha Be'er Piha Ason Ve'akeshes Ve'haman Ve'hamate Ve'hashamir Ve'aksa Ve'hamechta Ve'haluchos V'yesh Omer Mav Hamazikim Nukvuros Shal Moshe Ve'elu Shal Avram Avinu V'yesh Omer Mav Tzvas B'Tzvas Asuya. So 10 things were created on the first Shabbos evening at twilight at the end of the 6 days of creation. These 10 items were created just as Shabbos, a hint of the world to come, was about to begin. This explains their dual nature. They are physical objects but belong to this world, but they also used only for miracles, which links them to the next world, as the Gra points out. So these items are the mouth of the earth that swallowed members of Korach's rebellion. From Shemos Perek Tetzayin, the mouth of the earth that would later swallow up Korach and his men was created during the twilight before the Shabbos of creation. Between then and the time of Korach, 2,500 years later, it was covered and hidden, awaiting the time when it would be revealed and put into use, as Rashi points out. Some Rishonim point out, the Mishnah doesn't mean that the opening itself was created just before the first Shabbos. Rather, at that time, the earth was given the ability to open. This ability was not used until it was needed thousands of years later. The same is true of the other items listed in the Mishnah. For example, the manna was not created before the Shabbos. Rather, Hashem gave the heavens the ability to produce manna. Moreover, these Rishonim hold that the potential for all the miracles that ever took place was produced during the 6 days of creation. For example, on the second day when Hashem created water, he gave it the ability to split, and this ability was used when the Reed Sea split for Moshe and the Jordan split for Yoshua. The difference between the 10 items of our mission and the other miraculous items is that in the other items were made during the 6 days of creation, whereas the items listed here were not made until the first Shabbos was about to begin. The other items were created in the course of the 6 days because they are needed for the regular operation of the world. In order for them to act miraculously, their normal function had to be interrupted. These 10 items listed here, however, were made separately from the rest of creation because they served only supernatural purposes, as the Rambam and Rabbi Yonah point out. So first is the mouth that swallowed the members of Korach's rebellion. Then the mouth of the traveling well from which the Jews drew water in the wilderness. This well was a rock that accompanied the people as they traveled in the wilderness. The mouth of the well was the opening of the rock through which the water flowed. Ralph points out in the first supposition. And then the mouth of the donkey that spoke to Bilam from Bamidbar Perek Chafbet. In the twilight before the first Shabbos, God decreed the donkey that would eventually be owned by Bilam would speak and argue with him, as Rashi points out. The rainbow which appears after a rainstorm, serves as a sign of the promise Hashem made after the flood, that he would never again destroy mankind by flood, as Rav points out. The commentators explain that although the rainbow is a natural phenomenon caused by the sun shining on the water and the air, it also has a miraculous aspect as well. Then the manna, the miraculous food that came down from heaven to sustain the Jews during their 40 years in the wilderness, was created in the twilight entering the first Shabbos. According to the second approach in note 2, heavens were given the ability at that time to produce manna when it would be needed in the future. Also, the staff of Moshe. This is the staff of Moshe used in the performance of the miracles throughout the course of the story of the Egyptian Exodus. It was made of a stone called San Par Renon. Rav points out it was engraved with the name of Hashem, Rashi points out. The Shamir worm, tiny worm-like creature that had the miraculous ability to split open any hard object. Rashi points out in Gittin, it was used by Moshe to engrave the names of the 12 tribes on the precious stones worn by the Kohen Gadol. Rav points out later by King Shlomo to cut the stones for the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon, the first Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yonah points out, Malacham Aleph, we see that it was also used in the construction of the second temple. It was lost when the second temple was destroyed, as Tosos HaRash points out to Sota. Also, the writing of the tablets. The writing refers to the letters on the Ten Commandments that were engraved on the tablets. Rav points out these letters pierced all the way through the opposite side of the stone. Thus, it was a miracle that the inner parts of the letters Mem and Samach remained in place. Megillah points out the reading of the tablets. The letters could miraculously be read from all four sides of the tablets. Rav points out, according to other Rishonim, the Ksav refers to the words of the Torah as they appeared before God in heaven, black and fire on white fire. Hamechta refers to the form of the letters they were engraved in tablets, Rambam and Rabbi Yonah points out, and the tablets themselves. The tablets appear like Sanparinon stone, but in fact, they were carved from the orb of the sun. They could even be rolled up. Rav points out, the Mishnah refers to the first tablets, which were made by Hashem himself. The second tablets were carved by Moshe from the Sanparinon stone, Rashi points out, and in Shemos. Some say destructive spirits as well. These spirits are known as Shadim. They were created at the very end of the 6 day of creation, when just enough time remained to make souls, but not bodies. These spirits thus remain without a physical form, Rav points out. The burial place of Moshe. Regarding Moshe's burial place, the Torah says in Devarim that no man knows his burial place to this day. The Gemara in Sota explains that whenever an observer was standing, the grave appeared to be somewhere else. And also the ram of our father Avram, which he offered instead of Yitzchak. At the moment Avram was about to offer his son Yitzchak at the Akedah, Hashem stopped him, sent a ram to be offered in his place. Bracious points out, it was decreed at twilight before the first Shabbos that the ram would be caught in a bush where Avram would see it. Rav points out, that is, God decreed that an offspring of one of the first rams would act in this way. Tzvi Yisrael points out, some say also the tongues were made with heavenly tongues. In order for a blacksmith to make tools out of metal, he must heat the metal until it is red hot, hold it while he fashions it into desired shape. For this, he needs a pair of tongues, a tool designed to grip the hot metal. However, the very first pair of tongues cannot have been made naturally, because a person has no means of holding it while he is forming it. Instead, the first pair of tongues was created by God in the twilight at the end of the 6 day of creation, Rashi points out. Gemara Masachim cites an opposing view which states that it is indeed possible for a human being to have made the first pair of tongues, but because one could pour molten iron directly into a mold designed in the form of tongues, Rav points out. But this opinion says not. Basically, miraculous items that Hashem made. And of course, everything in the world is a miracle, especially each birth is a miracle. And even though we were only granted 5 days with the beautiful creature, it was a miracle in and of itself nonetheless. If you want to join in the wonderful initiative, again, thechesedfund.com/ruchama-tikva/ruchama-tikva-mikva to be involved in this wonderful endeavor. Join us next time as we talk about the idea of the seven things that people say. Seven things are found in a crude person, seven things in a wise person, here on the TTPA, and I'm your host, Tani.